Through the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one, the enemy is whispering lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor and Commander Dan, your host. Today is the 4th of March, year 2018, and we've entitled today's program, The Meeting. There is no scheduled guest, so we will accept callers. The call-in number is area code 605. The phone number is 472-5300. The ID number is 649249. Before we begin, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. A scripture verse for today is found in the book of Joshua, and isn't it interesting? Joshua is the closest English name to the name of our Messiah. Yahshua, Joshua, of course the J in the beginning was pronounced like a Y. So Joshua is actually from Yahshua, our Savior. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, have not I commanded you? Again, let us start that again. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For Yahweh your Elohim God is with you wherever you go. Isn't it amazing in life how often a simple verse like that means so many things to so many people? It also explains why we are in the trouble we're in. It's actually quite amazing. The meeting we had with the men here locally went very, very well. In fact, I was quite amazed that it lasted for over 6 hours straight, nonstop. And it flew by. To me, it felt like it was only 2 hours, and yet it was a solid 6.5 hours. And during that period of time, much discussion, much fellowship, and it proves the point quite rapidly of what the latest Q posts. I didn't look at the Q posts till this morning. We've been kind of extremely busy here hosting out-of-towners and relatives and whatnot. So it has been a very, very hectic and busy schedule. So I did not get a chance to check any of the latest Q posts, but it was quite interesting when I opened them up, and some of the Q posts were right in line with what we men were talking about during our meeting. For instance, we the people have the power. A lot of people like to negate and denigrate the Q posts. But many of the Q posts are actually just very commonsensical and very scriptural. We the people indeed do have the power. We have abdicated that power to an invading invasion of aliens who are not of our race, not of our kind, not of our culture, not of our faith. And we've allowed them to dictate to us what will be the narrative, what will be important, what our laws are, and such things as that. Now, how did that happen? That is where the Q posts are actually right on the money, in the sense that the power lies with us, folks. Pieces of paper generated by legislative bodies mean nothing. They really don't. If and when they are outside of the biblical moral law. William Blackstone and many of the jurists of the day made it very, very clear. It was very explicit. If you are making a law for the people and you're commanding them to do or not do something, and it's not based on biblical law, then it's no law at all. That's where Q is very, very correct in the sense that we have forgotten how to play. That's the verbiage in the Q post. You have forgotten how to play. The Bible says it in slightly different terms, but in essence, it's exactly the same message. We were never to be a spectator in the political realm and in the governance of our lands. We have allowed aliens to come to power, which is in direct violation of the books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus, and we are suffering the curses of Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I do hope you have your pens and pencils handy, because we're not going to go and read all these things as we discuss them. You can do that on your own time. All right, and speaking of time, time is short, folks. In case you haven't noticed it, the book of Revelation tells us that near the end, the beast will become with great wrath because he knows his time is short. the cabal, the Jews, the Zionists, the Khazars, whatever name or moniker you want to give these Cretans who walk amongst us in shoe leather, but they are not of us. They are alien in every way and definition of that term. Aliens. We have allowed them to usurp our rightful place. It's time we the people, we the sons and daughters of Jacob, who were the ones given the promises and the commissions, to take a stand against the wicked. This whole world is in travail. Take a look around you. It gets nuttier by the day. I get posts and phone calls continually, all day long. We kind of made fun when Matt up in Minnesota was so generous as to send me the material to set up a 3-monitor setup. And we sort of joked around that, you know, it was like a command center. And it kind of does look like a command center. But here of late, it has turned into a command center. Because the intel and the information is flowing in that rapidly from all corners of the earth. And we're disseminating Yahweh's truths as best we can. Because only Yahweh's truths will bring about a reconciliation on this earth. And I hope you understand that. And that is why, as far as I'm concerned, the very things that Q is talking about in these latest posts are very apropos. And what was discussed during the meeting of the men was very apropos to the times that we are in. And this verse 9 out of chapter 1 of Joshua is very apropos as well. Because it is a commandment of our Father. Be ye not afraid. Fear. Our enemy works on the fear factor constantly. Constantly. It's propaganda, people. It's time for we the people to call their bluff. All right? If you've got drones, if you've got robots, if you've got technology, if you've got now, today I saw they have something called a smart guillotine. I don't give a damn if it's a smart, dumb, or in-between guillotine. If you've got them, bring them. Bring your soldiers. Bring your foreign troops. Bring your commandos from It's a Lie. Whatever you think you've got that's so damn good, bring it on. Bring it on. And let's get this show on the road. And we'll see who the last man standing is. For if we be of Yahweh and he is with us, we will be the last man standing. And by God, we are going to do everything within our power to make sure we are the last men standing. So you pieces of dog meat out there, and they call them the cabal, the Zionists, the whatever. Doesn't matter. They're all dog meat. They're all misfits. They're all perverts. You sons of bitches, go get what you think is so great that your money's buying for you and bring it to the battlefield. And the song that I played at the beginning of the program is entitled Come Alive. And it's based on the story in the book of Ezekiel where the dry bones come alive. Sung by Lauren Daigle. D-A-I-G-L-E. Lauren Daigle. I would highly recommend that you support her by going to the website and buying her CDs. She has a phenomenal voice and some phenomenal songs, such as this one, Come Alive. That valley of dead and dry bones is symbolic of dead and dry, spiritually speaking, dead and dry white men and women. Because, folks, you have been spiritually dead for way too long. One of the things that this meeting represented to me was, in symbology-wise, that the men of Jacob Israel have decided to put aside their pursuits of the daily things, such as work, entertainment, play, sports, drugs, whatever. The good men have finally said I've had enough, and they're taking time out of their very, very busy lives to come together in one accord to talk about what can we do. to rectify this absolutely sick and sad situation that this world is in. And trust me, folks, it is. The Q posts alluded to the fact that we only see a tiny portion of what's really going on. And it's true. It's only what the media, whether it's the alt-right media or the mainstream media, you're only seeing a tip of the iceberg of what's going on. And make no mistake, this is a war that we are in, folks. It is a war. There are battles being fought. And there are casualties on both sides. This is a war. It may not have come to your doorstep as far as physically, in the sense that somebody's tried to kill you or damage your property or whatever just yet, but it is coming. They just haven't gotten around to you yet. But believe me, you're on the radar screen because you are white and you're a believer in the Christ. You're a believer in the scriptures. You're a believer in the Constitution. As Janet Reno, the hag Jew bitch that she was, praise Yahweh, she's now worm bait. But that hag made it clear when she was the Attorney General that what I just listed was what the Jewish-controlled government considered great threats to the United States. But you have to understand something. The Jew bitch, Janet Reno, wasn't lying because the corporate entity known as all capital letters, United States of America, is controlled by the Jews. It is their corporation. Who do you think invented these mega corporations and mergers and all that stuff? Do you think Christians came up with that? It's Antichrist. Okay, Moses, the laws of the Bible and all, are very libertarian in what it teaches. Government stays at the local level. It is the Jew Antichrists who have invented something that centralizes everything. So to this Jewish cabal who have taken control of this earth, we are domestic terrorists to them. They're not lying for a change. And we have to accept that. As I just read in the book of Joshua, be not afraid. Our Father did not create a spirit of fear within us. We are to have the spirit of the lion, of a warrior. And that's when you stand up against tyranny and you say, bring it on. You don't run and hide. You don't sit there and go, well, they might call me a name, or they might say they're going to give me take away my pension or my bonus. They might do this. They might do that. Oh, woe is me. Oh, my. Oh. And then you sit around and wonder why the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Because far too many of us have adopted that kind of thinking, the effeminate female thinking of run and hide. And ladies, I know some of you out there aren't going to run and hide. You have a warrior spirit, so don't get your panties in a bunch. The point of it is that in general, it is the men who are the warriors. Even in George Lamps's book about the idioms of the Bible, many times when it talks about someone being like a female or whatever, that's an idiom in Aramaic saying that they were cowards. They would run from the battlefield, which is interesting. In Desert Storm, I had friends that were over in the Middle East for Desert Storm, and they said it was kind of amazing that when the bullets started flying, the females disappeared. Now, for you, those of you who get offended by that kind of language, first of all, I don't give a damn. Second of all, facts are facts, whether you like them or not. Third of all, reality is the only thing that you can deal with and solve a problem. Your wishful thinking and your snowflake attitudes and your not wanting to have your nerves and your sensibilities offended, well, again, we just don't give a damn. Yahweh said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth, the truth will set you free. We're in bondage, ladies and gentlemen, to this world system. All of us are. It's time to break out of it. The whole world is in travail as we speak, waiting for Yahweh's people to be manifested, especially the men. And that's why the meeting was of the men. The meetings going forth from this day forward will be of the men. Because it is Jacob and his sons who were given the job to administer Yahweh's law on this earth. And that's the only group that was given that power, that authority, and that obligation. So that group has to get off their ass, and all over this earth, as we did yesterday at our meeting, so you should be doing it in your localities. The men of Israel, Jacob Israel, not that litter box in Palestine, that is literally indeed a litter box full of vipers, snakes, serpents, deceivers, murderers, assassins. The vilest creatures that walk this earth are located in that litter box. It's kind of interesting. They built a 20-some foot wall around their litter box to keep invaders out. I say let's turn that into a prison to keep them in. Makes a very good place to put the rest of them on this earth into, doesn't it? We'll ask the Palestinians, we'll offer them money if they would mind moving out of there, and we'll give them good lands in other areas around that zone, so that we can turn Itzalai, the litter box, into a prison and keep all of the Zionist Jews in there. I think that would be a wonderful thing. We can turn the guard towers around, facing inward, and make sure they don't get out. So thank you, Mr. Netanyahu and the rest of your demonic devil worshipers, for building your own prison wall. Because we're going to put your sorry asses in there and keep you in there so you can no longer harm the rest of this earth. Because that is the solution. As the prophet Obadiah very, very clearly stated. And I do like what the Q post says as far as the fact that we should not be afraid of them. We have the numbers. We have the power. We have morality on our side. They don't. And if Mr. Trump and his administration and the so-called alliance don't get moving pretty damn fast, it'll be up to us to start doing it. These people need to be rounded up and arrested and put on trial for their crimes against humanity. The real crimes, not these made-up ones from the United Nations, which is a communist organization, not from any other Zionist or Jew-run organization, because they are the Antichrist. It has to be tribunals made up of Yahweh's men. And I'm talking about Radamanthine warrior men who know Yahweh's laws and are willing to be 100% just, as the word Radamanthine alludes to. Strictly and uncompromisingly just. It's that uncompromisingly part that's gotten so many of our people in trouble. The white man and the white woman have, for far too long, compromised on everything. Many times because there was a shekel attached to the compromise. We have become idol worshipers. We worship gold and silver. We worship money. We worship the things that money buys. And we've thrown our scruples and our integrity out the window. As the song says, it's time to come alive. You are spiritually dead and dry bones. You walk around like the spiritual zombies that you are. Look on the city streets, look in the malls at the average person, especially the white people. They look like they're in a trance. They literally do look like they're zombies. They are spiritually dead. They're just simply perpetual consumers, which is what the Jew wants because they're the perpetual merchants that are spoken of in the book of Revelation. So they want us perpetually in the mall. Why do you think they constantly come up with new and new technology for computers when really computers should have been this way almost from the beginning? They hold back the technology so every 3 to 5 years you have to buy an upgrade. A perpetual consumer. They make sure that electronic devices fail after so many years, so you'll have to come back and buy a new one. The clothing will fall apart after so many washings, so you come back and buy a new one. The shoes fall apart, and no longer do we have shoe repair houses and stores. When shoes used to be able to put a new sole on and the leather was still in good shape, just put a new sole on it and you had a new pair of shoes. Already broke in, fitting very comfortably. Instead, now you're buying new. They got you trapped into this new. It's got to be new. I want new, new, new. Everything's got to be new. How is that biblical? How is that even practical? But it makes perfect sense to the merchant and to the banking system run by the merchants and their allies, so that you're back at the store over and over and over again. Who do you think's behind all the rules, regulations, laws, statutes, fines, fees, and all of that garbage to keep you constantly paying out so that you'll show up at the Jew-run business and the Jew-run factory so that you can have a few shekels to pay all that stuff? Wouldn't you rather live under Yahweh's law? And as one of the men at the meeting made it very, very clear, the libertarians, the national socialists, the Odinists, the racial groups, etc. out there, don't you understand that under Yahweh's law, everything that you believe in and hold dear would be honored? Practically everything. So you need to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. You need to wake the hell up. It's time to come alive. The other reason, as we discussed in the meeting, is time is short. We're running out of time. We're very, very close to the end. The enemy is working feverishly to bring about this so-called 5G system. Now, if you're foolish enough to think that that's because they care about us and it's for our benefit, well, then you're dumber than a box of rocks. They're pushing for this 5G because it's integral to their plan to enslave mankind. It has nothing to do with our freedoms. It has nothing to do as far as a benefit to you and I. I do want to add a little comment here. If you're calling in, I have to see it pop up on the screen, and I don't always see it right away, so you just have to hang on the line until I open up the phone call. So there is a slight delay, and don't listen to the message, because believe me, if you call in, just stay on there. I will see it, and then I'll start the chat. I don't start it ahead of time because I can't turn off the elevator music. Sorry, but that's just the workaround that I'm forced to use because we don't have million-dollar studios like Alex Jones. As Pastor Steve and the rest of the good folks at Eurofolk Radio will attest to, we have learned how to operate on a shoestring budget. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. It makes us lean and mean and ready to go. We know how to take a dollar and stretch it. And personally, I take a little bit of pride in that, being able to stretch a dollar. I could do it when I was a young man, and I can still do it. And I know how to do without. Our people have forgotten that. They've become spoiled and think that it's a me thing and I got to have it now. They have completely forgotten about self-denial and self-sacrifice. So, folks, if you don't have the money for it, instead of running to the Jews who run the credit card companies and banks that are extorting the money out of you at these gigantic and huge interest rates, just learn to do without and save your money till you have the money to go buy what you need. It's not that hard to figure out. So we have enslaved ourselves to this system, and we discussed that at the meeting as well. We need to come out of it as much as Yahweh gives you the opportunity to do that. Now, one of the other things that we talked about, which I want everybody to prayerfully consider, and if you feel led to, of course, help out with, but we have a project to assist our brothers and sisters in South Africa. So the details of that plan, of course, I will not talk about here on this platform, but we agreed that as a body of men that our brothers and sisters over there have been forsaken by the white governments, even though they're not really white. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. So the governments of the civilized world, the white world, have forsaken South African whites completely, so much so that the medical teams that go around the world, what do they call them, Doctors Without Borders, and they always portray them as such benevolent people, refused to assist the whites of South Africa. And many of them are living in squalor. Many of them have significant health issues, and yet Doctors Without Borders wouldn't touch the white folks of South Africa. And recently, the black communist token leaders of South Africa, their Jewish masters gave them their marching orders, and that they are going to confiscate the lands of the white farmers, what little they still have. They are going to simply confiscate the lands owned by the white farmers of South Africa without compensation. Basically, they're just going to steal it because they can get away with it, thanks to nations like the United States with its Zionists at the helm, because they're not going to forsake what the Zionists in South Africa are doing. And so our military is used as a bully to ensure that the whites of South Africa do not upset the apple cart there in the Jewish control, so that the Jews can siphon off the mineral wealth of South Africa, just as they did in the Boer War. So De Beer and the other Jew got the diamonds and the gold and other precious resources away from the Boer farmers during the Boer War. That's what the Boer War was all about. And the sad thing is that the folks in the United Kingdom went and fought their own cousins yet again. Does it sound familiar? Like World War One, World War Two? And they went down there to defeat the Boers. And here again to show you the tenacity of the white man when he learns how to fight. The Boers did not lose to the United Kingdom in open combat. The soldiers from the United Kingdom could not defeat the Boer farmers. So what did they do under their Jewish masters? They built concentration camps and put the women and children of the Boer farmers in the concentration camps and threatened their very lives. And that's how they got the Boers to relinquish their lands and their precious resources to the Jews. That's how they always do it. When have we had enough, ladies and gentlemen? When do we come alive and put on the Spirit of Christ, our Savior, and say enough is enough? When do we tell the preachers behind the pulpits, the prostitutes that they are, that we've had enough of your silly, syrupy, sweet sermons teaching the doctrines of devils as if it's the doctrines of the true Christ? We've had enough of your lies and deceptions leading the sheep to the slaughter. When are we going to do what the prophets told us someday is going to happen? When are we going to hunt down these lying prostitutes and imprison them and put them on trial? You know, the prophets tell us that even their own parents at some point are going to assist in hunting them down. Won't that be wonderful? Do you know how much damage has been done by men and women posing as preachers and teachers of Yahweh's word that have led the sheep astray and promoted that Jews are God's chosen? Do you know how many lives have been lost because of this charade? Do you know how much property has been stolen? Yeah, I can see why Yahweh says a double judgment on those who claim to teach his law but are imposters. I hope all of the people associated with the Roman Catholic Church are paying attention, because your whole organization is cursed. Save a few. I did hear that places like Poland never did accept the current Antichrist Pope. I've also heard that Poland has not accepted refugees of any kind. And Poland is starting to speak out about the Hoaxacost. So hats off to our brothers and sisters in Poland. Speaking of that, I wanted to also mention other brothers and sisters who are coming alive and setting the stage and doing it right, while we whites in the United States sit on our ass and continue to let the Zionist dogs get away with what they're doing. Shame on the whites in the United States. You had it all, and now you've become the most base and perverse of the white race. And I know there's places like Sweden and the Netherlands that are doing their damnedest to be more perverse than us, but we're doing pretty good at staying on top of the perverse people. All right, let me see. I think we have a caller. Let me start this up.
Welcome. This service is provided by freeconferencecall.com. There is one other participant in the conference.
Okay, Doug, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I don't hear you, Doug, and I'm not sure why. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, can you hear me, Doug? Let's see what we got going on here. Why that might be so. Doug, can you hear me now? Can you say something? It might be at your end. Is your phone muted? Because everything looks good at my end.
I'm sorry. My phone was muted.
All right.
I hit that button next to the number button thing there. So sorry about that.
Okay. I'll be kind. I won't say what's on my mind right now, but go ahead.
Well, it's just these phones here. I move around. I'm not really a texter or that kind of thing. So anyway, go ahead and say what's on your mind. I'm sorry.
But, I'm just teasing.
Go ahead. Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, like I say, go ahead and say what's on your mind, because all of us who serve the Father and serve righteousness and are in this warfare, we have to, what?
That's a caller who's just a troll that calls in from time to time to try to disrupt things. So go ahead with what you're saying.
Well, anyway, yeah, I mean, I want to stand up as with a testimony that I'm the kind of man that even years back, when I've heard been on shows and speaking, responding, have gotten so angry about things like children being used, that I've called out, you know, over the airwaves, you know, come to my house, you know, come try to do this to me, because, you know, frankly, I know these people are cowards, but it's not like they're little guys, it's not like they're can't fight or anything, but I am a fighter, And I hate evil, and especially evil being done against children. So my point is that when I have done this in the past, I'm saying, you know, here's my name. I live in this city. You know where I live. You know, come here. Okay, this is a challenge I put out to these, whoever's doing this, okay? Whatever they want to send towards me. That's my level of anger to where I'm pushed to such a level where, you know, if I can eradicate one or two of them and I get killed in the melee, I'll be satisfied, because it's not just an attrition thing, because I know that the father's elect and chosen ones, we're outnumbered, but we're not outnumbered because he's with us. We have his angels, we have our Messiah with us, that wasn't what I was relying on when I would respond in this way. I was emoting because I absolutely, my anger and my desire to get rid of one or two of these people, these minions that do this stuff, is passionate. And I'd rather, you know, they don't have they have control of a majority of the society, but the ones doing it and their minions are small in comparison. Okay, so I would do this at times, not as a programmed thing, but and not fake, but just from my emotion. And I wish I could have been there in your meeting yesterday with these other men, because no man is an island, and it's not an army of one, and we don't. No matter what I could possibly do, and no matter what my training is and has been, we rely on the Father to, and this is, we're in a time right now where the war, they're bringing the war to us, like the South African thing, where, how can you not be pissed off? How can you not be, you know, get everything you can use to deflect and defend yourself? And instead of them killing you, you take them out. How can you not have that mindset as a man, as a righteous son of the Most High? How can you not have that? And so that's my first point here. You know, when you talk about QAnon and that kind of thing, I've gone away from that for a while now, but one of the things QAnon said a lot of times was, do you want to play a game? And I've not heard anybody actually say this, but being a video person that has watched movies years ago and used to study them a lot, this comes from the movie War Games. That exact sentence comes from the movie War Games. And what it was about was global warfare, where a computer had taken over the scenario there in the center of the Pentagon or whatever it was, and it wasn't being controlled, and it took off, and it instituted this whole war game scenario, And as all the generals and everybody was watching it going on, it was a scenario, but they didn't know it. They thought it was actually happening, where bombs were coming from Russia back and United States and going back and forth, and everything was destroyed in the point being made in the movie, okay? And in a sense, we're in that, we're actually in a type of reality that's actually real now, not just a game. So it's interesting to me that as I looked at the QAnon posts and, you know, Corsi's and everybody else's, you know, analyzations of this, that when he says you want to play a game, and some have said it's chess and this kind of a thing, that I look at it as I look at everything, and I don't apologize for this, but this is what my life's been involved in for over four decades. I'm a child of the Most High. I am a studier of His Scripture, a student. I am a devotee of Him and our people, and really all of His what He's created. And so my inclinations and motivations are they're focused on how do we stop the enemy? How do we regain our freedoms? You know, written in the U.S. Constitution or written in the Bible and written in the Bible. We're in the middle of something that is a real warfare, and in all of the biblical great stories, whether it's Gideon or what Joseph did, what Moses did to set Yah's people free.
It's about the rabbits, George.
Hello? What was that?
Yeah, hold on a minute. Okay, hold on a minute, Doug.
No,
417 area code, who am we talking to? Oh, okay, so our troll found another phone to borrow somebody else's phone. Oh, clever. Go ahead, Doug, finish what you're saying. Then I got something I would want to tell everybody.
Yeah. So the bottom line is that, you know, anytime any of us are dealing with a situation that is outside of our abilities and resources, okay? Like, I've been trained in a lot of spiritual things, okay? Counseling, healings, all this stuff, and many others. That's my abilities that you could call it gifts or whatever, but it's not myself, it's working with Him. And then resources, which could be money, support, whatever. Whenever all these situations that we're all confronted with, whenever we're doing the good fight, we're moving forward with, first of all, it's our testimony. We have to know what we're standing for, and then we have to speak it, okay? We have to be behind ourselves. This isn't just a good idea. It's not something we're hopping on somebody else's train about. This is about His Word, and you don't get that without studying and wanting a relationship. He calls you. So when He calls us and we get on that board, this is what the remnant is. And so when we do that and we get on that board, then it's a warfare. So I just want to say that whenever it seems to be going sideways or whatever, we go back to our base, which is the Father. Okay? I mean, not that I ever want to ever leave that, not that I ever don't ask Him or pray to Him, But we, because of the enormity of what we're involved in, it's easy to lose our base and quit and stop thinking about him and asking him and staying close to him. And this is what we always need to do in every situation, and it's a training situation that I need to train myself, you need to train yourself, that we always have a base to go back to, which is the Father, all of his resources, all that he's accomplished through our Savior, and so that's my statement.
All right, very good, very apropos, Doug. So sit tight. We've got a call from California. Gary from San Diego, welcome to the program.
How are you today, Pastor?
Busy as hell, but that's a good thing, so go ahead.
It is when you're busy because things start happening. First of all, for the run, what was the name of that girl, that singer?
Laura Daigle. Lauren Daigle.
Daigle, D-A-G-E-L?
D-A-I-G-L-E.
Okay, Lauren Daigle. That was one. Number two, I heard you guys mention the Constitution. We don't go by that anymore. After the Civil War, they took out the one major thing in there that was talked about was, this is for our posterity. They don't go by that anymore. And it used to be a lot more on property rights, which they don't have. We don't have anymore. It's just like here in California. I don't know how it is in other states. I imagine it's the same. We get Social Security when you get old. But the problem is, if you supposedly own a home, like you were stating, Pastor, you really don't own it. You sort of just rent it, because they charge you property tax on your so-called property, and if you don't have it, they take it, and you're out in the street. And it's very hard to exist. You know, if you got a car, you got to buy tires for it, then they take this property, and at about the same time it appears you need tires, you have this property tax, which is around $1,000 a year, and then you have insurances that you have to have on your property. I mean, the litany is long on all the stuff you have to have, so they keep you in slavery by taxing you. And taxes is nothing but what they do with slaves, taking your money.
Right. You know, well, it's another sign of the fact that we've been infiltrated and conquered. The Supreme Court, clear up until almost the 1900s, made it very, very clear in their decisions that the Constitution applies to the white people who founded the country. And so when people who were not white tried to claim that they had constitutional rights that were violated, the Supreme Court said, well, you have no standing in this court. It's only for white people. And so the usurper serpents have come in amongst us, and through their control of the media and the money system, they were able to bypass anybody with any integrity that remembered our founding fathers and the Constitution and what it was all about. And then they just used the propaganda tools, propaganda tools to dumb down the next generation or two, and convince them that that was a racist thing, and that the founding fathers didn't even have a right to do it, which is totally ludicrous. The Jews, they've read the book Sun Tzu's Art of War as much as we have, and being Jews, they're cowards. So it's very beneficial to them to win the war using propaganda and ideology and socialist, communist leading professors in universities and stuff, to win the war to take over America from the Christian white people, than it would be to fight us. They don't want to fight us because, first of all, they know they'll get their asses kicked. Second of all, it's Sun Tzu's philosophy of war is what they've implemented. Besides, they are masters of deception, and they're profligate cowards. And terrible soldiers. They're terrible pilots. They're terrible captains. They're just terrible. Ask any military man of any value that's ever been stationed over there for any length of time will tell you. They're not even decent people, let alone good soldiers. And so for all of the above reasons, they have to do what they're doing to us. And so these are just signs of our being conquered and overrun. And so anybody that thinks that the solution will come through the system is just dumber than a box of rocks, period. The system has been corrupted completely.
Well, you know, Pastor, all the stuff that you mentioned is true. For instance, their war is the movies. Now, you see movies like yesterday we went to a movie to see something. All of a sudden, the movie starts out with this black guy and this blonde, blue-eyed blonde. I walked out of the movie. I don't want to see that. And they're making it natural to do that. That's a means of war. That's to destroy us. And then the TV, I mean, that's destruction. The news is twisted. You can't get proper information from the news networks at all. They tell you lies, and then you got the Democrats. I mean, their leaders are mainly Jews, and they just flat out lie right there, right on the floor of the House or the Senate. It's unbelievable what's going on. There is no prison going on. They say, well, these guys did all these things. Well, why are they still out here walking around? They belong in prison. What's going on here? They all know that they did wrong, but they're arresting nobody because they made laws to protect themselves.
Well, here again, Mao Zedong, the fat Jewish-run communist leader of China, a piece of dog meat that he was, but Mao Zedong said it, and he was right because he understands how the communists work. All political power comes from the end of a rifle barrel. All right? So right there is your key. Nobody is going to listen to the white men and women of this world when they raise a protest about what's been going on until they remember what Mao Zedong, the communist, said. All political power comes from the end of a rifle. All right. Why do you think the media, the Jewish controlled media right now is in a frenzy to take away the weapons of the white men and women? All right. The communists know, A, that they're not good soldiers, B, that they're cowards, and that we are the better soldiers and the better fighters. And therefore, the only way to win is like what they did to our Russian cousins 100 years ago. You have to disarm them first. I've said this for 18 years on the radio and more years than that in personal addresses. If you see them attempting to take your weapons away, that is a sign that they want to make the next move, which is the rounding up of your people and the execution of the intelligentsia and those who have figured out who they are. They will be the first to be executed. Then they will go after the ones that won't do what they say. And everybody else that's left is a coward and a cuck. And that's who they want to do their work for. And it's as simple as that. It's not rocket science. It's easy to figure out. Jonathan Locke, one of the philosophers that had a lot to do with the founding of this country, said it very succinctly. Anyone trying to disarm you is your mortal enemy. And it doesn't matter if they're in civilian clothes, military uniform, or law enforcement uniform. If they're trying to disarm you, they are your mortal enemy. Make no mistake about it.
Well, it certainly puts you in submission to them when you have nothing to protect yourself. There's one thing in the Constitution, Pastor, I think that a lot of people misconstrued. The Constitution was made for the government. It says you have a right to do this, but you're forbidden from doing this. We have all rights. Their rights only come from the Constitution, what it allows. So what they have done is they've twisted that around and says, oh, you guys have constitutional rights, you know, and we get to say whatever we want, whether you do this or do that. The only ones that should have constitutional rights, or like you said, would be the non-whites or the non-Caucasians, Israelites. because it wasn't written for them. That's why we're having major problems with guys robbing banks and doing this and doing that. Why can't that guy figure it out? Because he's not a Caucasian. They're not made to obey laws. They're out there to get what they can get.
Well,
and people can't figure that out.
It's actually it's actually simpler than that, Gary. The Constitution was written as a contract for public servants, and it invokes no rights on a public servant. They have no rights. They have obligations as written in the Constitution. In other words, if you're going to be my public servant, here are what you're obligated to do, and here are the rights that we possess already that you're not to infringe upon. As soon as you do that, you lose the right to be a public servant. So that means almost all government officials today should be fired immediately. No pay, severance, no retirement, no nothing. They get nothing. In fact, many of them are going to be looked at very seriously and possibly go to jail, and a few might even have to be executed for murder. All right? But public servant needs to be fired because they violated the contract. So they have no right to be public servants, period, at the federal and at the state level. All right? You violate the Constitution. You've violated the rights to even be a public servant. So we start fresh. But that may take a war to get to that point, and that's why we're saying either we have good guys in the military who are behind what's going on or we don't. If we do, praise Yahweh, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take the barrel of a rifle to reinstate a Christian constitutional republic as we started out and put everything back in order the way it's supposed to be, under God's law. Only under God's law will it work, period. So what did you say?
I know, Pastor. I said I do know what you're saying is correct. All the Congress, they all. Let's look at this. This way most people see it. A guy walks in to be a congressman. He ain't got anything but $100 in the bank. When he leaves Congress, he's a multimillionaire. How did that happen?
That's called corruption.
Salary. Yeah, you know they like taxes because that's how they make their money. They take from the taxes. You know, you go back and you ask, how did that guy get to be a multi-billionaire? He ain't worked a day in his life. And then all of a sudden you find out from the tax dollar, he was stealing it. That's why they love taxes.
Well, again, Gary, we all know that they're dirty and corrupt. All right, so we don't even really need to talk about it. Let's have solutions. The solution is a military coup, period, done. That's it. All right, there is no solution within the system. I'm tired of talking about it. It's over. Constitution be damned. You might as well burn it. They don't give a damn. They're enemy combatants. The people in government are enemy combatants. They don't give a damn about you, your children, your grandchildren, your Constitution, or your Bible. They don't give a damn. So it's gone. So we don't even need to talk about that anymore. There is no such thing as law. There is no such thing as a justice system. There is no such thing as a Constitution. What we have is our rifle barrels, our faith in Yahweh God, and the Bible. That's it. We're on our own. We might as well face it. Let's go forward. And that's what we talked about yesterday. We're on our own. I'm not going to wait around and hope that Trump is a Messiah, because he's not. He may even be an antichrist for all we know. I don't give a shit about him. I don't give a damn about the military. You're either there or you're not. Get the hell out of the way if you're not with us. If you are with us, let's join forces and get this over with. The communists are ready for the final stages of the takeover. What the hell are we waiting for? All right? There is no legal process. Get it out of your heads. It's a jungle. It is jungle law now. You have your weapons at the ready, just like the Minutemen did in 1775. You have your musket, your black powder, and your musket balls right there, ready to go. Today, it's your M14, M16, M1A. I don't give a damn what you use, as long as it's clean, ready to go, and you've got at least 200 rounds to go to the field with. That's a minimum. You can carry more if you're strong enough to do it, but you better have at least 200 rounds for every weapon that you've got. And then that's it. Okay, we're on our own. It's over. America needs to wake the hell up to that. It's over, all right? Forget it. Forget the whole election thing. It's all rigged. As long as it's goddamn computers, you don't elect anybody anyway. And thank God Georgia, I think it is going to go back to paper ballots. So some people are waking up. Georgia said, enough of this computerized bullshit. Let's go back and do paper ballots. The only way you have any hope of possibly having an honest election these days. All right, so the system is broke. Only by sovereign states taking a stand, if they have anybody of an integrity left in them, individual states, just like us as individual men getting together in the meeting, that's the only way we're going to do it. We can't, we're nobody at the top is going to solve our problems. They are the problem. That's why the Jews migrated to positions of power at the top of the corporate world, the banking world, and the government and the judicial. Why do you think we have, five Jews? We got four outright Jews and a crypto Jew in the Supreme Court. Odds are we should only have about a third of a Jew, technically and statistically, and yet we've got five crypto Jews sitting on the Supreme Court. How the hell did that happen? Why is 50% of the people in law school Jews? All right? Why? Because they understand, control the law. White people are law-abiding people, but what they forgot is it only works when our people make the laws. When you let the Jew come in, you've now become Judaized. You have become Christ killers, just like the Jews. And that's what's happened, all right? America represents Zionist beliefs, the Talmud, the devil-worshipping Satanist cabal. That's what we represent now. We don't represent Christ. The churches are ridiculous. And the Catholic Church is the most ridiculous. First of all, Gary, how many years now have we been butchering babies in this country? How many years? It's almost 50, isn't it? 1973. Roe v. Wade, 1973 or 4. And how many babies have been sacrificed? Last count I heard was somewhere between 60 and 70 million. So hypocritical Americans, including these damn Jews, are sitting around telling us how much they love children, how much we need to disarm Americans because we think a few children might have been harmed in a school, even though we know they weren't. The point of it is, even if they were, you're talking 17 and maybe 10 here, 12 there, and yet these same hypocrites have no problem with 70 million babies butchered in the mother's womb. If that's not hypocrisy, what the hell is? And we haven't heard from Doug. Let's give Doug a chance. Doug, do you have any comments?
I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
All right. All right, Gary, thanks for calling in. Yahweh bless.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Gary, and thank you, Dan. Okay, here's my input. Yahweh is our goat and bulwark, how that's stated.
Bulwark,
you
yeah.
understand that? Okay, so... The goad is like the gun, okay? It's the spear, it's the arrow, it's the knife. He's that for us. And he's also the bulwark, which is like someone guarding your back. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So
very good.
We're not alone.
Of course not. But here again. Let's put this in a microcosm in a situation that people can understand. Okay, you got the Heavenly Father. He's called a father for a reason. All right, and our families are based on the Heavenly Family down here on Earth. So they're a microcosm of the Heavenly. Okay, so here we sit with our righteous Heavenly Father looking down at His creation. That's us, okay? And everything we see around us, He created. All right, here's my sons and daughters. Well, let's see. I put my personal spirit within them. That's why we are the inventors and civilizers on this earth. That's a fact. Nobody can dispute that. All right. So now Father's sitting up there and he's watching this absolute chaos going on down here. Why the hell would I step in as Father to fix their problems when I gave them everything they need to fix the problem themselves? All they have to do is get off their lazy asses and decide it needs to be fixed and work together. It's called unity. Work together and let's fix the problem. Let's stop talking about it and hoping that some billionaire who's tied with the Jews, who comes through the New York real estate area, who's been wrote a book, The Art of the Deal, and somehow think this guy's a messiah. Are you shitting me? Are you kidding me? Okay? He tells you right there, and he had a television program called The Apprentice, I think it was it's called. Okay? You got to see how he operates. You got to see what he believes in. You see his whole career. Now, at some point, did he have an epiphany and all of a sudden become this great guy that doesn't give a damn about his billions of dollars and all his Jewish friends, including his Jewish in-laws? Or are we being played? The point of it is, it doesn't matter. He's not our Messiah. All right? Yahweh didn't say, okay, children, sit down and I'll send Donald Trump down to you. So you can sit on your ass and allow everything to go to hell. And I'll send Donald down. Donald will take care of everything. Gary, it doesn't even make sense. First of all, even if Christ himself were to come back, why do we think it should be his job to do it? Why do we think he should fix everything we screwed up? Why? Why do we think that? And could it be possible, even as the scripture says, he helps those who help themselves? And that's why we men got together. We decided that instead of waiting around for white knights, white hats, white this, white that, alliance this, alliance that, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, as if he's some kind of a God figure, why aren't we men of Jacob Israel getting together and deciding what we are going to do about this? We don't need Donald's permission. I don't need the military's permission. I sure as hell don't need any state government permission to be a Christian, to be a father, to be a grandfather, to be a Minuteman, to be a patriot, and say communism isn't going to come into my neighborhood. And I took an oath as a United States Air Force soldier. I took an oath to defend this country and its people. Now, everybody says an oath to defend the Constitution, but you have to understand what that implies. It implies a defense of the land and the people. That's what matters. A piece of paper doesn't matter. I didn't take an oath to defend a piece of paper. I took an oath to defend my children and my grandchildren, my neighbors, my loved ones, my friends, my colleagues, and my fellow militiamen. That's who I took an oath to defend. And the principles of the Bible that we stand by. That's it. Quite simple. That's it. That's what you believe in. That's what you fight for. And just remember what Mao Zedong said. All political power comes from the end of a rifle. And if you allow these sons of bitches to disarm you, shame on you. Shame on anybody who is allowing themselves to be disarmed. Because you have just now opened the door for the communists to come in and have their way with you and your family. And if you don't think they will, you haven't studied the history of what they did to the Russians and the Poles and the Chinese and Pol Pot in Cambodia and all the rest of the world where the Red Horde, the Red Terror, was able to do what they did because the United States, in all of their wisdom and glory and their self-imposed piety, decided it was a good thing to kill their cousins, the Italians and the Germans. In all of our wisdom, we destroyed the very people who made it their life's goal to stop the Red Terror called communism. It shows the height of our hypocrisy, as it does with abortion. We love the children. It takes a village to raise a child. What pompous asses. You don't give a damn about children, about right and wrong. You're all Satanists. You're all in love with mammon and money. And you don't give a damn about righteousness. You don't give a damn about innocence and life and children. You don't give a damn about any of that. And the fact that abortion has been around this long and that many children have been sacrificed to Moloch, We are far worse, spiritually speaking, than the Israelites of old who were punished time and time again. We read it in our Bibles. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's right. Our folks don't read the Bible. In fact, they don't read anything anymore. All right? So isn't that amazing? You know, we wonder why things are so screwed up. And all you got to do is look in the mirror, folks. There's the problem. And by God, if the American people don't stand up to this tyranny, and if they allow themselves to be disarmed, I would have to think about taking whatever family I can talk any sense into and leaving these United States and go someplace where white people care about being white people. I don't know where that would be, but I'll sure as hell find somewhere where they want white people that are willing to fight to be white people and to be left the hell alone and to take care of our children and to raise them the way we believe they should be raised instead of the way the communist Jews think. Because they're all Satanists, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let my children and grandchildren end up being pedophiles and Satanists and transgender freaks. All right? It's as simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. There is no, it's no great big formula that you have to calculate out and figure out and all this other stuff. Nope, it's really quite simple. And let me give another case in point, Doug, while we're talking to the folks here. We already mentioned that we have cases showing what happens when Israelites actually get off their ass and do something. All right. We saw where the nation of Spain went for well over a year without a central government. Now, listen to what I just said. They went over a year without a functioning central government, and they did just fine. That's what the news media and the Jews don't want you to know. They want you to be fearful. Oh, we have to have large central armies, large central police force, large central government, large central bank. The fact of the matter is, no, we don't. Now, let's take a trip over to Hungary. Oh, our cousins in Hungary said, we're not taking any of your damn immigrants. And they shut it off. Our cousins in Poland did the same thing. We're not taking your damn immigrants. And shut it off. Then let's take a trip up to Iceland. Oh, beautiful little Iceland where the Benjaminites are. Benjamin, son of my right hand. What's that mean? That's Aramaic expression for meaning the son of my strength. It means the son who acts and behaves the closest to what my desires are. How about that, huh? Isn't it amazing? All 12 disciples of Yahshua HaMashiach were Benjaminites. They weren't Judahites. They weren't Zebulun. They weren't Dan. They weren't Issachar. They were Benjaminites. And with 12 Benjaminites, Christ was able to change this entire world. Isn't that amazing? Now we got little Iceland sitting up there with our Benjaminite brothers, and they've already showed you that you can take these bankers and put them the frickin' in jail. Put them in jail. So they took 79 of the top bankers in little old Iceland and put them in jail, and they forgave the national debt. Oh, well, that can't happen. Oh, my God, we can't do that, Dan. Well, the whole system would collapse. Yeah, the Jewish system, but not us. Iceland proved it. They're doing fabulous. In fact, they're doing so well, they've offered financial assistance to their cousins in the United Kingdom if they ever grow enough balls to actually leave the United Kingdom, or not the United Kingdom, but the European Union. If they ever keep their nuts in their sack long enough to do it, they talk the talk. They've got that guy who went there that led the way, and they actually had a referendum, and they voted for it, and yet they're letting the Jews in Brussels and the Jews in their United Kingdom usurped government tell them that they can't do it. Hey, grow those stones back, folks. Grow them back. You've already voted. You know the majority won out of that damnable institution. So follow the example of your Icelandic brothers and sisters. Take those damn Jews and put them in jail. Put them on trial for treason. And take and forgive the debts. Those debts are only owed to Jew bankers who stole it to begin with, who walked all over our Constitution. Constitution says that the government's to make the money, not a central bank. So they're violating the contract. What did we just say about the contract? You violate it, you don't have a right to hold the office. So go down to the Federal Reserve and fire every one of those bastards. We don't need them. Follow the example. Now, here's one I got for you that just came out. And here's little Iceland again. Little Iceland showing the rest of us big bad white people in Russia and America and all these other countries with big navies and big armies. And it's little Iceland puts us to shame. Isn't that amazing? They got more stones than any of these other white nations. Little old Iceland says, well, we'll just do what the Bible says. And guess what little Iceland's considering right now? Outlawing circumcision. Isn't that amazing? So the little boys grown that are born in Iceland aren't going to be mutilated the way the Jews have convinced the rest of the white nations is a good thing to do. After all, we Jews mutilate them. So why don't you? Right there should be enough to tell you it's something you shouldn't do, let alone all the evidence that has come forth in the different websites detailing the botched circumcisions and what they've done to the poor boys that the doctors botched the circumcision with. That's something never talked about. Nobody ever talks about that. What it's done to the lives of the people where the doctor didn't do it right. And even if you do it right, how about the websites that tell you what all that you just cut off of that boy was used for? Yeah, guess what? It serves a purpose. Yeah, but your Jewish controlled media and your Jew doctors and your Jew institutions that take that foreskin and use it, by the way, just like they take the aborted babies and they use it in cosmetics and in research. You gotta get to the point where you stop listening to these satanic creatures that are walking amongst us. Stop mutilating your children. It is not making you closer to Yahweh. It's making you closer to Baal. All right? It's making you closer to Baal just like the Jew is. Stop mutilating your boys. Plus, we've got the websites that not only talk about the fact that that is not just excess skin, that actually has a function. Now, where else have we been lied to about something that we're told has no function, so it's okay when the Jew doctor cuts it out of your body and he makes money doing it and makes you less of a person? Oh, that's right. The appendix. Isn't that amazing? Oh, the appendix. You know, we really don't know what the appendix is. When I was a boy in school, this is what they actually told us. We don't really know what the appendix is, but we think that millions and millions of years ago that man had two stomachs like cows. And the appendix is just the residue of that stomach. And we believed it. Are we stupid or what? First of all, we didn't come here by evolution. Evolution is an absolute 100% asinine theory. Second of all, a second stomach? Are you kidding me? And yet at the same time, for a very long time, honest white people, honest people in medicine, knew that the appendix is part of your lymphatic system. Oh, really? Just like the tonsils. The tonsils are part of the lymphatic system too. But Dan, what do we care about the lymphatic system? My Jewish doctor doesn't ever talk about that. Well, of course he doesn't, because the lymphatic system actually has between 4 and 5 times more fluid than your blood. Did you hear what I just said? 4 to 5 times more fluid in the lymphatic system than even blood. And you know how much blood you're carrying around. Why is that? Because the lymphatic system is what the body uses to carry the waste products. It's part of your immune system and it carries the waste out of your body. What happens when the lymphatic system doesn't work? You become sicker and sicker and sicker. The lymph fluid that should go through your body should be almost as clear as water. It should look like water. Do you know what the lymph system looks like in most Americans today? It looks like cottage cheese. And you wonder why you're down at the Jew doctor paying for the Jew pharmaceutical medicine and get the Jew hospital to cut you and put the Jew bill in your file and let the insurance company or we taxpayers pay that huge price while you're sitting there getting cut apart? because again, the truth shall set you free. Do you want your body? Do you want your health? Do you want to stop falling under the knife of the Jew and wonder why things just go wrong? And even after the operation, you're still sick? Oh, they lied. Imagine that. The Jew's lips were moving, but he lied. And you still believe him. You know, Doug, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I praise Yahweh every day. Why? Because in my life, he's led me down the paths towards truth, whether it's through natural health, about the government, about the military, about a lot of different things going on, because I have lots of friends and I have lots of contacts and I've done lots of things in my life. And that's why I came here and I started a radio show, so that my guests and myself could bring these truths to my people who suffer from all of these damn lies. And I'm sick of it. And that's why I said, hallelujah, when I saw little Iceland once again putting the rest of us to shame, because now they're considering legislation to outlaw butchery and mutilation of our little boys. And also I heard Canada has considered the same thing. So I'll say a shout out there to our Canadian brothers and sisters if it's true. The point of it is, we as people have the right to make individual decisions. And by God, that's one thing I would love to see in my lifetime, every white man, woman, and child come to the realization that mutilating the perfect body that Yahweh created is not making you more righteous, is not making you his son or daughter. Even in the scripture, it alludes to the fact that that barbaric procedure has nothing to do with who you are and your standing with the Father. And I'm sick and tired of people trying to tell me it does, when it doesn't. Stop mutilating our little boys. We got a caller, area code 270. You're on the air.
Maybe Andy Hitchcock and David Duke and the Storm.
All right, never mind. He must have a lot of cell phones. Maybe he buys burners. You know, he must buy those cheap-ass burners that the drug dealers and stuff use. That way he can call in here and try to get on the air, and he throws it away and opens up another one. I hope you got lots of money, Rick. I hope you got lots of money. Keep buying those burners or talking your friends into letting you use their phone. You're not coming on here, bud. You're nothing but a troublemaker. If you had anything decent to add to the conversation, that'd be one thing, but you don't. So go bother somebody else, will you? Leave me alone. So anyway, my shout out to Iceland, because by God, if the rest of the white world would wake up like little Iceland has, we'd have far fewer bankers robbing and creating the mischief that the bankers are behind all the wars, all the mischief, because money drives the whole damn thing. So put the damn bankers in prison, forget the debt, and now they've even taken that extra step to protect our poor, innocent little boys who don't even have a say in this procedure. That's the other criminality of this. They're not even out of their mother's womb for a day or so, and we put them through that traumatic experience. Are we stupid or what? I mean, common sense should tell you there's nothing holy, scriptural, or even commonsensical about that procedure. And we wonder why some of our men are screwed up. They've been traumatized from the time they were 1 or 2 days old by the very people that they're trying to bond with for the rest of their life and trust. We need to fix these things, folks. And Lord knows we got a lot of things that are broken today. We've been sitting around allowing the folks least qualified to run Earth, least qualified, while the most qualified are too busy watching reality television, sipping on their drinks, chasing women, chasing sports, chasing entertainment, chasing the job, living the life of Riley under this Jewish Babylonian system. You are the people Revelation is talking about when it says they were drunk on the delicacies of the whore. That's you and me and everybody that follows this idiotic system. You're on a treadwheel, like the little squirrel or the chipmunk or whatever you put on that little tread wheel, and it just goes round and round and round, and nothing changes. Why do you think they like it when we just sit here and bitch about what the Jews doing, but don't do anything about it? Remember, one of their own, Mao Zedong told you. Mao Zedong told you. All political power. It doesn't come through a ballot box. It doesn't come through a criminal justice system. It doesn't come through elections. It doesn't come through a parliament. It doesn't come through a Congress and a Supreme Court and a White House. It comes from the barrel of a rifle with a righteous man behind it. There's where your political power comes from, folks. Evil people don't stop what they're doing because you ask them to. They stop doing their evil deeds when they know that you're going to take them outside and put a bullet in them. That's when they'll stop. It's as simple as that. Criminals don't give a damn about laws. That's why they're called criminals, all right? Outlaws. They are outside the law. So you can make all the laws you want. It doesn't do a damn thing. And the Bible tells you that. Here's what you do to criminals. It spells it out. In fact, in the old courts of America, back when we were colonies, the judge had the scriptures open to Leviticus and Deuteronomy during the trial. And when the criminal was found guilty, the verdict was given to him out of the scriptures. Let's see, what happened there? Oh, we became the greatest nation ever on earth. And now we've thrown it all away and wonder why we're floundering under Jewish domination. Doug?
Yeah. Wow. You know, I'm somewhat overwhelmed in the whole context of everything that your show has been speaking about. It's kind of amazing to me that this morning I got up. I don't know what hour it was. I get up, I go down, I get up. And anyway, I was watching something, listening to something, and along the context of what you've been speaking about, I got, I'll say, a revelation, okay? That was along the same lines of the circumcision and the trauma that is. But and what I got was when I don't care if it's a little girl or a little boy baby that comes out of the womb, what is the first thing that happens?
They get spanked.
They get spanked. Now, wow. So that begins it. That begins their life. I mean, well, I mean, not only the trauma of coming through the canal, the womb canal, where, as many people who are aware of this know, the head is kind of crushed, okay, or bruised, okay, coming through that. It's made, our Father made it that way so it can make it through that, but it's pliable. So, I don't know. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because of the context of that. So, first, the beautiful, precious child being birthed, his or her skull, it has to be so pliable that it has to be so soft that it can come through that, and the brain's in that cavity, that head, and so it comes out, and the first thing that happens is it's spanked to supposedly make it, you know, respond and cry.
Right, okay. And you know why that is?
Tell
Do you
me.
Know, you know why that is? Because the way it was supposed to be done is the baby is not detached from the umbilical cord. The baby is put on the mother's chest to feel the warmth and the heartbeat and to get its first nourishment from her breast. And the umbilical cord stays attached while that's going on so that the child breathing is inconsequential. So here again, the reason for spanking was caused by the modern medical practice of cutting the umbilical cord, when that's not what you're supposed to do. You cut the umbilical cord later on. All right? So we do everything ass backwards.
I'm aware of that. I've been a holistic practicer, you know, whatever. I've been in that field, and I was in that field for a long time, and I still do like massage and things like this to help people. But yeah, I didn't really connect that dot there, Dan. So I thank you for that. But the point is they go through a traumatic incident, and then they get spanked. Okay, and it's supposedly to help them, you know, breathe. Okay, and I don't believe that that's necessary. But and then on the other side of the thing, as far as circumcision, so then the 8 days later, if it's done on the eighth day, that's another attack, and so we're engulfed with all of these diabolic, occultist rituals. And
We got it. The people.
Let me just say this. But I go to scripture, okay, of Ephesians 6, that what all of our warfare is really based upon is spiritual warfare. So you have to put on the armor, okay? And what is the armor? Well, the armor is thoughts. It's knowledge. That's what it is. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, you know, one of the things we discussed in the meeting of men, we discussed tons and tons of things, of course, but one of the things we talked about is that very thing, networking, 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 and it's starting to have great effect. The networking of truthers is starting to overcome the mainstream media, and actually it's already overcome it. And as far as identity is reaching out there and touching many, many people. And one of the people that it touched is a fellow who just sent me a note from South Dakota. He said, I just found out that the government school classrooms are having competitions to reward the students who have the most parental approved vaccine forms with pizzas, pizza parties, and other incentives. So your tax dollars at work. I've said for years, the public school system should be completely abandoned. We need to go back to local parent-funded schools where the parents have a say. Either that or private schools or home schools, and get away from this whole idea that the public school system is somehow benefiting us. No, it's not. It's not. Just like a large central government is not good, a large centralized education system is counterproductive. It needs to go away. If they're giving pizza parties to kids because they get more vaccine forms, that's a form of coercion to do something that is not necessarily a safe thing to do. There's a lot of debate out there, and I'm on the side that vaccines don't work. And how do I know that? Because I don't get them. I haven't gotten a vaccine since the 1970s when I was forced to get one in the Air Force. All right? So I have not had one, and I'm as healthy, if not healthier, than most of the people around me. So my own life is proof that I don't need a vaccine to stay healthy. What I do need is an immune system that operates well. I put all my money and effort into keeping my own immune system up. Now here's a benefit to that. All the time they're telling us, right? Well, the vaccine didn't work, folks, for that flu that just put everybody in the hospital, because the flu virus mutated to a different strain. So you got to come back and get a different vaccine because the one we just gave you wasn't for that strain. Now, again, if you believe that cockamamie story, you're dumber than a box of rots, and I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. Now, here's the beauty of Yahweh's way. You keep your immune system up. Now, why is that important? Because the immune system doesn't give a damn about different strains. It's going to take care of all of them. It's got built-in artificial intelligence, let's say. It's got a built-in system where it knows how to take care of whatever strain of virus, whatever strain of biological comes in. That's why it's called an immune system. It was created by, oh, that's right, Father Yahweh. He built this. Do you think he might know how to build a system to protect us from whatever's out there? Of course he did. Of course he did. And here's the thing. We have forgotten the old ways. Our ancestors knew lots of ways to protect us from everything, from bee stings to snake bites to all kinds of stuff. What they lie to you about is that our ancestors lived as animal skin wearings, drinking out of skulls, some kind of cretins that didn't know their butt from a hole in the ground, when actually that's not true, that they had a lot of wisdom. They lived very good lives for the most part, and they sure as hell didn't have to deal with most of the stuff we have today. Even in my childhood, cancer was almost unheard of. Very few people had cancer. And then I hear the retards tell me this one. Well, Dan, I think a lot more people had cancer, but we just didn't know to call it cancer. So we actually probably did have it, but we just didn't know what to call it. I mean, are you kidding me? People actually are so easily buffaloed that you would believe a cockamamie story like that. It's just, I don't know. I don't know about people. I really don't. I just don't understand.
Well, the way I look at it, you know, the Father's word and him, the way he is simple. It's actually designed for those who love him and can get a direction on how to think. Because everything, like I was just speaking about Paul's direction there in Ephesians 6, you know, put on the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, all this stuff. These are all thought-based systems. And, you know, the Father back in the Old Testament told us, gave us encouragement, if you want to follow it, that don't be afraid of the terror. I'm quoting just off of the top of my mind, so it might be reversed, but it doesn't matter because the truth of it, the message of it is the same. Don't be afraid by the terror by day or the arrow by night. Okay? So whatever, I don't care what they come up with. We have our Heavenly Father who sees everything. We don't see everything. Our enemies don't see everything. So we have a promise and a message that tells us don't be afraid by the terror at day or at night and the arrow by day or night. But I think it's terror that comes against you at day or the arrow at night, which obviously in nighttime you wouldn't see an arrow. So this is how specific he is. And on the other side of this, so I just want to say that, but on the other side of this, we men of Israel, I'll say, okay, who are the children of the Most High, who have his nature, who have his passion, who understand what he's about, and we're following that, we're not going to be afraid of anything. Instead, what we're going to be is when the signal is put out by him for us to act, we will go out as is replete with so many records. I don't call them stories. I call them records of from the Old Testament, where not one in battles where they were outnumbered, and like the South Africans, okay, who were outnumbered, not one life was lost. This should be what we think about, how we preclude how the battle will go forward. This is how we should be thinking about all of this. And it's all not based upon how bad ass I am, blah, blah, blah. It should be based upon the Father, because he is Yahweh. He is the Creator. And he's given us these promises. And if we believe in these things, we cannot lose. We will not lose. No matter what the circumstances may look like, we're not trusting in our eyes and on our flesh, on the worldly perspective. We're basing everything we think about and speak about and do upon his word, which is historically just, we've been given this great, wonderful knowledge of how he acts on behalf of his children, how he's done this over and over and over again, and not one life was lost.
Amen. We got another caller. Let me see who it is. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hitchcock's a stormfront queer.
I didn't hear that. What'd you say? Did you hear that, Doug? I didn't hear anything. All right, never mind then.
Well, it might be the same guy calling in on a different number.
Oh, it could be.
Anyway, I'm just saying that our love for our Heavenly Father, which Yahushua or Yahshua told us, what is, when he was asked by Nicodemus, what is maybe not Nicodemus, but whoever it was, you know, he said, well, what is, the number one thing? And he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. So it's all about love. Okay? The Father is love, and he's the boss. He's so over everything going on. Trump, I'll mention this, before Trump was elected, I had some communications and people were contacting me and I said, well, what I saw in this and what I commented about it was, because my mind is about scripture. That's just my reality is scripture. So I went to Revelation 8, and I thought, well, this is the first guy that's named Trump who's going to be the leader of this nation if he becomes that. And if he becomes that, he'll be the first Trump. So I related that to scripture. And I went to the scripture in Revelation 8, and it begins with, and I'm not going to read it, you can look it up, but it begins with chapter 8 in Revelation, verse 7, okay? So this isn't a good thing, okay, what's happening at this time. It's not a good thing, it's a good thing because the Father's doing it, but I'm saying as to the world, there's a lot of bad, it's a cleansing, I'll put it that way. So in chapter 8 of Revelation, verse 7, this is the first Trump. And I said, well, okay, this is the first Trump. I don't know this guy, whatever, but his name is Trump, and I related it to that. And I said, well, either, you know, this guy's either going to be something different than this Revelation 8, chapter 8, verse 7, or something else. And so what we're seeing now, as far as my estimation and what I'm seeing, is it's more likely that we're seeing the beginning of chapter 8, verse 7, the first trump being sounded, okay? And so I don't know if that's true, if it's not, but I don't really have a lot of confidence in this guy. And I think that what we're seeing is actually a culmination of what we see in verse 8, chapter 8, verse 7. So in this, if it is that, I don't care, okay, because we're given, the men of Israel were called, were given commandments long ago, and it doesn't, it varies, okay, as to how we're supposed to think and act. And so whatever Trump does, et cetera, this is coming down to, obviously, with all the flood that's spoken of later in Revelation, the floods being brought in, which are peoples and nations and tongues. This is what we're seeing. So I'm set fast that all the men of Israel, and I don't care about anybody else, because we're enough with our Father helping us when we know Him and act, relying upon Him, that this is warfare and this is what we're going to have to do. We will be taking up arms. We will be defending ourselves, our families, and all that is good.
Yep, and we're almost out of time, Doug, so any last thoughts here within the next 60 seconds?
I think I said everything I need to, brother.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and Yahweh bless, and keep up the good work.
I appreciate you as well.
All right, Yahweh bless. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, here we're here at eurofolkradio.com, and hope you will spread the word. This is the go-to place for what's happening and the truth of the scriptures versus the lies and deceptions of the mainstream whitewashed sepulchers called churchianity churches. They're not going to tell you the truth. They got too much money riding on it. Same reason why the doctors don't tell you about prevention. They only want to talk about the burn, cut, and poison methods, because that's where the money's at, all right? So we get back to that same commonality of what's the plague upon mankind today. It is the idol worship of money, gold and silver. The Bible talks about those who worship things made from the earth, whether it's statues made out of gold, silver, bronze, marble, whatever. We start worshiping and putting that as our goal and giving reverence to false idols. Everything other than Yahweh is a false idol. If you read the commandments, our Heavenly Father says He's a jealous Father, and He will not tolerate what belongs to Him being given to idols. Now, as we bemoan the situation that we're in, please remember what He told you. He didn't lie. He told you straight up. If you give what belongs to me, which is your love, your adoration, your acknowledgement, your reverence, if you give those things that belong to me to anything else, then I will bring my judgments upon you and your children. So for all of those naysayers and hypocrites out there that say they love the children and then do the things they do, no, you don't. You don't even love your own children. We don't even possess what Yahweh gave to the animal kingdom. They don't mutilate their little boys. They don't kill their children in the womb. and they fight for the survival of their species. It's a God-given right. So the animal kingdom understands that, and yet people who should know better don't. So again, keep the men as we come together in these meetings in your prayer, especially our efforts to reach out to our brothers and sisters in South Africa. We're going to proceed with that. I'll give you updates on how that's going in the future, and we're going to reach out for the ARC project and try to find a place to build a community in the very, very near future. So keep all that in prayer. Pray for protection for all of us from our enemies as we go forth as Yahweh's children and try to fix this obviously damaged world that we live in. And we ask all this in the name of Yahweh, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah.